The Singles Game, written by Lauren Weisberger and read by Heather Lind.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Registered Charity Number 226227.
For Sydney, Emma, Sadie and Jack, I love you all so much. Chapter 1. Not All Strawberries and Cream. Wimbledon, June 2015. It wasn't every day a middle-aged woman wearing a neat bun and a purple polyester suit directed you to lift your skirt. The woman's voice was clipped, British proper, all business. After glancing at her coach, Marcy, Charlie lifted the edges of her pleated white skirt and waited. "Hiya, please. I promise you, everything's in order down there, ma'am," Charlie said, as politely as she could. The official's eyes narrowed to a steely squint, but she didn't say a word. "All the way, Charlie," Marcy said sternly, but it was obvious she was trying not to smile. Charlie pulled the skirt up to reveal the waistband of the white lycra shorts she wore beneath. "No underwear, but they're double-lined. No matter how much I sweat, no one will get a show." "Very well, thank you," the official made a notation on her legal pad. "Now your shirt, please." At least a dozen more jokes sprung to mind. It's like going to the gynecologist, only in workout.